Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I wanted to talk to you about vision boards today. If you don't know what a vision board is, let me summarize that. You would take a poster, and to it, you would attach images of your goals and your intentions for a certain period of time. Maybe they're your life goals and intentions, or maybe you're just focusing on the year 2017. You might want to drink a green drink every day, so you'd put a picture of a green drink. Maybe your intention is to be a calmer person, so you find the word calm in a magazine and you would cut it out and glue it to the poster. Maybe you want to go on a family camping trip somewhere, so you could put an image that represents that for you. It's just a visual way to see, hey, this is what I want to achieve or accomplish or to, you know, become in the year 2017 or in any certain period of time. Now, you can't just create a vision board and hang it there and do nothing. The goal is that you look at these images and imagine them as if they're already come to pass, already true. And you feel the energy and the excitement around having done that thing as if it's already happened. Maybe this is a little woo-woo for you, but it sends out an energy. Like attracts like. That which we focus on increases. So I really love vision boards. Well, I was creating a new one last night, and I was writing down words that kind of went along with how I wanted to feel. And after a while, this list of words was really beautiful. And so I created a little adaptation of a vision board, which is essentially kind of a word board. Some of the words I wrote down include abundant, ease, service, fun, health, balanced, empowered, warm and loving, author, whole, earthy, enough. You get the idea. So I want to challenge you to create a word board. Now, my word board has some words bigger in all caps. Some words are smaller. I use various colors and I love it. I'm a visual thinker, but I think in words a lot of the time, images and words combined. But when you're trying to generate a feeling, sometimes the word is the best way to get there. I can't really come up with images for all of those. So, and I love that I could pack this full of words. So I want to challenge you to create your own vision board or word board today and make it something that is meaningful for you. And it generates that feeling you want to have and helps you become that person you want to be. All right, everyone, make it a fantastic week, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.